little bit sad. Her only child was carried through a tiresome season and brought into the world on a spring day in 96. When Amory was 5, he was already a delightful companion for her. He was an auburn-haired boy with great, handsome eyes, which he would grow up to in time, a facile, imaginative mind, and a taste for fancy dress. From his 4th to his 10th year, he did the country with his mother in her father's private car, from Coronado, where his mother became so bored that she had a nervous breakdown in a fashionable hotel, down to Mexico City, where she took a mild, almost epidemic consumption. This trouble pleased her, and later she made use of it as an intrinsic part of her atmosphere, especially after several astounding bracers. So, while more or less fortunate little rich boys were defying governesses on the beach at Newport, or being spanked or tutored or read to from Do and Dare or Frank on the Mississippi, Amory was biting, acquiescent bellboys in the Waldorf, outgrowing a natural repugnance to chamber music and symphonies, and deriving a highly specialized education from his mother. Amory. Yes, Beatrice? Such a quaint name for his mother. She encouraged it. Dear, don't think of getting out of bed yet. I've always suspected that early rising and early life makes one nervous. Clotilde is having your breakfast brought up. All right.